Well, let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for him. We worship him. We think of how many out there today may be in need of Christ as their Savior. We think of us that are searching the Scripture daily because we know him and love him. We just pray that you would guide us in it, help us in things that are wanting in our lives. We pray for your guidance in all these things. In Christ's name, amen. Today we're back in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. When we think of the Scripture, the Word of God, think of the different descriptions that the Word of God itself has. We could turn back, and let's do that for this day, Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Now, we see there in this particular psalm, along with Psalm 119, we see great descriptions and different names given for the Word of God. Psalm 119 would be an extensive study. It's over 100 verses, nearly 200 verses in that particular psalm. It's very lengthy, but it has much instruction. I've gone through with a concordance and just looked at the different names of the Scripture given there in Psalm 119 and looked at the different descriptions it was given as well. And it's a rather lengthy but very profitable study. We see great descriptions, and it's very similar to this shorter passage in Psalm 19. We're going to pick up at verse 7. Perhaps we've read this before on the radio, but it's worth reading again. Psalm 19, verse 7. After the earlier verses of this psalm, we see how, if you might say, proof of God is given because it speaks in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So we see that the very creation around us shows us that there is God. And therefore we see validity for the very Word of God, because we see him as the Creator. But then it goes on into the very Word of God itself when we get down into verse 7. For we see creation around us shows us God, but man needs the Word of God for salvation. Again, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So we see the progression in this chapter. We get to verse 7. Notice these words very carefully. I'm going to read these verses, and there's going to be six different descriptions for the Word of God. Each of them is going to have an attribute given to them, and each of them is going to show a result. So there's three sets of sixes, you might say. Verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, in keeping of them there is great reward. Well, did you count the six names of the Word of God and their attributes and their results? Very profitable study. You could put it on a chart if you had a piece of paper. You could put across the top of the piece of paper each of these six different names of the Word of God is given here. And under each one of them, you could put their attribute. Into one of the attributes, you could put the result. And then that would be a great little chart to have to meditate on the very Word of God itself, and to see how it can work in our lives. We see, first, it's called the law. It's called the testimony. It's called the statutes. It's called the commandment. It's called the fear of the Lord. It's called the judgments. These are names of the Word of God, the Scriptures. But notice, the attributes are perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, true, and righteous. We also then see the results. It is converting. It makes wise. It rejoices. It enlightens. It endures. And it gives great reward. What results? My friend, have you been able to been willing to be familiar with this very scripture, this word of God? Have you been around it? Or are you listening perhaps in your car? Are you listening maybe in a factory at work or perhaps in a nursing home? Or maybe you're around a friend who listens to Christian radio. Maybe you're not familiar with the scripture. Maybe you're not familiar with the very attributes of the very scripture of how it is perfect and sure and right and pure and clean, true and righteous. Perhaps you've never been around the Word of God very much, or maybe it's been since you were a child and you were sent to Sunday school or taken to Sunday school with your parents. Maybe you don't really know by experience the results that it gives. You don't realize perhaps that it is converting, it's restoring. Oh, we see how it makes you wise. It enlightens you. It brings rejoicing, and it is enduring, and it gives great reward. My friend, perhaps you are familiar with the scripture, and perhaps maybe you haven't spent the time meditating on the word, and reading the word as you might need. And if not, then examine these verses, Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11. Let's think of how the law of the Lord is spoken of being perfect. Again, our portion, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Then we, of course, see how that very perfect word, it does restore and convert the soul. We think of how that man, Elijah, in 1 Kings 19, how tremendous of a picture that was of how he was depressed and under that juniper tree, and yet that angel brought him food and water. We see there a picture of how when we're down and we're in need of encouragement, we need direction, we need the Word of God. We need something with substance. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Then we see the testimony of how sure it is. We see again, as we've looked at recently, just yesterday, the very prophecies of the book of Psalms, of how it was fulfilled in the Gospels. And we see brought to light the very surety of this testimony, the Word of God. And it makes wise, as we also saw in our passage in 2 Timothy 3:15, that it is able to make you wise unto salvation. We see that this statue is right, as we saw also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, of how we are to rightly divide the Word of truth. When it is brought forth in proper context, this scripture surely is right. The scripture is always right, but we need to bring it forth in a way that is rightly divided. And we see in that, we think of back there of how these statutes are right, and the fact that it is rejoicing back there in Nehemiah when the book was opened, the word of God was read, the people worshiped. They praised the Lord. They stood up at the very reading of the word of God. We see it's rejoicing. It makes us rejoice. The very word of God, this very word. Then we see the commandment of the Lord, and we know how it is pure, it is undefiled, it is holy. As we read in the earlier verses in our portion, chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, that the scripture was called the Holy Scriptures. It was also, we could render it, the Sacred Scriptures. Then we think again of the fear of the Lord. We think of how it is clean. You know, just the cleansing effect of the Word of God, even reading the Word of God when you may not understand every bit of it at first, it still has its cleansing effect. It's best to meditate on the Word, but even just reading it and being around the Word of God, it cleanses us. It's like pouring something through a sieve, and we see how it cleans out the impurities. Oh, it's like pouring sand and water in a sieve, and the water comes out the bottom. And then the sand stays in the sieve. Well, my friend, that's like us being around the Word of God. It cleanses us. As believers, we are cleansed by the washing of His Word. And of course, the very Word of God is what brings us to salvation. And then we see, not only that, but that it is enduring, this fear of the Lord that's clean. It's enduring, so we see that the scripture tells us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Then we see, finally, the judgments of the Lord. We see that it's true and righteous. We see how in Sodom and Gomorrah, how God had given opportunity, if they could find only 10 righteous people in these cities, yet they did not. Lot left with his wife, but his wife turned around and was turned into a pillar of salt, and we see that there was judgment. Then also in Genesis, we see Noah's Ark, preacher of righteousness, 120 years, but only 8 souls were on the ark. My friend, when people say, if you don't have a big local church, if you don't have a lot of people, then we don't have any confidence in you. Well, my friend, you look at the scripture from beginning to end, and God deals with a remnant. A large number doesn't necessarily sanction what you're doing. God deals with a remnant. Think of how we see in the early church, they met in homes even. There was much persecution, so that we know there wasn't 2,000 people in that local church. It was meeting in a house. We see how in Philemon and Romans, 1 Corinthians, they were meeting in people's homes. So therefore, each local assembly must not have been real large, was it? It's also notable that there's never given a number after the early conversion of the 3,000 there in Acts. After the early Acts, you don't see a number placed on these different local churches as Paul would write to them. So the numbers is not the emphasis. But we see that God will have his remnant, whether it be Israel in the Old Testament or the faithful Christians in the church age today. God has his remnant. So the word of God, as we see the judgments, is true and righteous. And then we see finally it gives great reward. And we'd like to think of how in Proverbs it just mentions there in chapter 8, verses 8 to 19 there, it speaks of a similar passage of how sweet it is. We think of the very description there. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. We go on down. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Oh, we see the preciousness of the word of God, the excellency of wisdom, which true wisdom comes from the fear of the Lord. The beginning of wisdom, the scripture says, comes from the fear of the Lord. So we see here, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11, as we go back to our portion in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll pick up there tomorrow, Lord willing. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. This is Mike Moody with Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles of Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.